our class sizes are substantially less than in Gresham. And I think another positive thing is that it's going down and substantially below the state average. In the real critical ages of K through three, where kids learn to read, and we know that if kids are not well on their way to become readers at third grade, they struggle from that point on. So we're just at the state average, and in those critical ages where kids are learning to do reading, math, writing, and those kind of things, so it's very critical. Kids come in our classroom at all different ability levels, and so when teachers are having to differentiate between the different levels of learning within the classroom, it allows them to give more one-on-one attention, to do activities that are more conducive to smaller class sizes. So I would say that they would be able to give more individual attention to kids with the lower class size.